Welcome back to Mike M's Weekly Reads, and I am doing a marathon of these actually, and these are the part two segments, and I'm just on a roll. So I'm recording three, but you'll probably hear them 5 days apart. But I'm on a roll, and I wanted to do a few more. So we're gonna jump right into February 13th through February 19th. We'll start at the bottom where we talk the totals, a total of 25 comics. It really seems like in reality I buy about 80 comics a week and I read about 25. So that tells you how the growth is. I mean, some weeks I have some really good weeks, but I'm just talking on average just based on doing these. This is fun for me. Just to see what I'm doing. Just it's probably my sweet spot. If I was to be practical, maybe 25 to 30 comics is what I should be buying. In reality, I'm buying everything, and I love it. The thing that I love about it is it lets me just move wherever I damn well please. I love comics, and I love to go down these rabbit holes. I'm known for rabbit holes, and I can sense I went down a rabbit hole these 2 weeks right here. So there are 25 comics, 15 from Titan. That was a big Titan week. Went down a rabbit hole. One from Marvel, two from Death Betty Comics. I don't think that's the name of Death Betty. I think they're like knick-knack comics or novelty comics. I think that's what I'm going to switch it to novelty comics because I think that's what they are. With a K, novelty. I have to look that up. They're digital only. And then DC 7. So I think what I heard Martin from Comic Talk today talk about Death Betty, and that's why I tried it because I don't usually step into the digital realm because paper is where is it at, baby. I'm very retro, very retro. I like physical things. I still have my video cassettes. I still have my cassette tapes that I play on my Dodge Durango. People laugh at me. Sometimes it's a little warped, but I still play it. I don't know. I'm weird. The only thing I still have some 8-tracks in the basement, but I have nothing to play it on. I think if I tried to play it in my 8-track player and it just went whiz bells because I had AC/DC on 8-track. That tells you how old I am. We will start at the 3 out of 5s. We have Robotech number 1. I have no business reading this. I am not a Robotech fan. I just tried this and I read it. I liked it enough to give it a 3 out of 5. They're powering a smart ship when an invasion occurs. One guy is going to visit his brother and he throws him out. Not a very accessible for the new reader. It didn't introduce me to what Robotech really is, but I get it's about a big robot. That's all I had to get, I guess. I didn't get the new situation or how it pertained to the present or past. It's like if I tried to get into Doctor Who and I don't know what the fuck is going on. But it was accessible in that I know how to read comics. I know how to adapt to being put in the middle of a story. And I liked it well enough. I didn't decide to continue on with it, though. It's just, for some reason, big robots are not in my wheelhouse. Like, you get Robotech, you get Transformers, you get GoBots. Although Tom Scholey's doing a GoBots, and I'm there because you just said Tom Scholey. And when he did G.I. Joe versus Transformers, I was there. Even though I'm not into big robots, I am into Tom Scholey. So you can get me into big robots with certain creators, especially if it looks like Jack Kirby. The next one we have is Beautiful Death number 1 from Titan Comics. It's a post-apocalyptic about three guys in a city trying to survive the bugs. They accidentally kill another survivor thinking he is a bug. So, it was okay. Bill liked that one a lot more than I did. The art was a little not to my liking, but you know, art is, everybody thinks this thing could be a masterpiece to somebody, whereas for me it wasn't. And then some people say, oh, this art's crappy, and I absolutely love it. So you know how that is. We then get into a shark one, Hook Jaw 2 through 5, a coven of female sharks in a Greenpeace some A coven of female sharks in a kind of a Greenpeace Somalia pirate CIA and global warming adventure series. That tells you how crazy it is. It's got all of that. Somalia pirates, Greenpeace, CIA, and global warming. And it made for an interesting story. It didn't, wasn't nearly as good as White. And then there was the other one, Atoll, that never finished. God damn it, I hate when that happens. You know, they get me vested and excited for something, and then you get 2 issues, and then it drops off the face of the earth. That writer's talented, but man, I am almost to like, he did something for Scout or something else too that was really late. But this Atoll had 2 issues, and it was supposed to be 4 from Creative Mind Entertainment. His name is Tim Daniel, and I like him. But I just wish he could complete something. I understand that these things don't sell. But damn it, Kickstarter or something, and then send me an email and say, hey, I'm doing a shark book because I do love some sharks. The Meg was awesome. I'll go see any shark movie. The Shallows is really good too. We then get into 4 out of 5s. So we have Sensational She-Hulk number 14. The Critic, which is a watcher-like being, witnesses a black hole event and particles that transport objects across dimensions. This makes for a team up with She-Hulk and Howard the Duck by Steve Gerber and Brian Hitch. How about that? This is an old book. This is early Brian Hitch. You got Steve Gerber and what more could you want? A 4 out of 5. First 4 out of 5 for this that week. That's Superman Wonder Woman 16 through 17. Circe created Magog, and they are fighting Wonder Woman and Superman. Circe seeking revenge because of Wonder Woman's mother. Magog wants revenge because when Darkseid attacked with the parademons in the Justice League book, he blames them for the death of his mother and sister. Circe takes control of Superman while Wonder Woman fights Magog. She leaves her lasso behind, which allows Superman to defeat Circe. Wonder Woman takes out Magog, and he goes back to being a child. So Magog is reverted back into a child. Good story. Enjoyed it. Superman, Wonder Woman. We got Death Betty number 0 and 1. This one I had to read number 0 like 3 times to understand it. But then once I understood it, I liked it more and more because the concept is really cool. It's like, what if this girl is in love with Death and Death is her boyfriend and Death breaks up with her and she just wants revenge on her boyfriend? That's what Death Betty's about. Death breaks up with his girlfriend and it's now her whole job to keep everyone alive to foil him. So that's what she does. She saves a guy who's going to kill people on a bus and also saves folks from a huge fire. The media does not like her. Good stuff. I like the concept. As I read on, I think there's a Death Betty 3 and 4. I can't remember where they're at now. I've been trying to keep up. As I buy Monica's digital comic, I go check for Death Betty. Don't buy too many digital, but I like the concept. It's just too short. It's like a 10-page story, sometimes they're 8 pages, and I just want more. I want more, and it's so small, but I get it. I get it what it is. I get it's very like Allred art, like it reminds me of that. But check it out. Type in Death Betty at Comixology. You will find it. Justice League United, 8, 10, and 12. I missed 11, but I think I read it later, so. It's either that or I read 11 out of sequence for some reason. But this was a good damn story arc. It has been a while since reading this, so I was pleasantly surprised to see it was a Legion of Superheroes story, as they have to go back in town to, I mean, back in town, back in time to stop Infantis. Martian Manhunter is able to stop Ultra from becoming Infantis, but too late, as Brainiac 5 launched the black hole bomb to destroy him. But without him, he is going to do some damage. The black hole poses a risk for the heroes, but Supergirl saves those being sucked in, along with Cosmic Boy and Starman. And I put in quotes Starboy. The black hole is also sucking in Thanagar, but Brainiac, Sardeth, and the White Witch prevent that with the Zeta beams and magic, but move Thanagar closer to Ran. Man, these Ran and Thanagar are just always at each other's heads. They put them in the same orbit. Brainiac also solves the problem with Alana and Adam having they cannot be together. Like, when one's there, the other one's gone. The Ultra Child goes back with the Legion. The new Justice League is formed. A new Canadian member, Equinox, recruits Swamp Thing, Demon, Poison Ivy to fight off a monster. They succeed, but Swamp Thing is trapped. So that was like that last story in that arc. Good stuff. Fun series. Underrated. B-list, C-list characters. Some Adam Strange, some Alana, Sardeth, you get some Ran, Thanagar, you get the Legion of Superheroes, which was needed. It was needed in my life, and it came in the form of Justice League United. Bless you for giving me the Legion of Superheroes in something. And it was a surprise, and I love a surprise, and I love when I get something that's so creative and fun and unexpected, especially when I'm missing the Legion of Superheroes. Justice League United, 8, 10, or 8 through 12. And there's some Swamp Thing and Demon Poison Ivy shit in there that's awesome as well. Some plants. We got Stormwatch number 26. You know why I'm wired? I'm wired because I'm feeling healthy for the first time in like 5 days. I feel sort of like myself. I'm not 100%. But just the fact that I'm not groggy and itchy on Benadryl constantly, hives all over my body, and not being able to move, clothing just made everything sensitive to the touch. The fact that I can be myself again has just got me excited to read comics and talk about comics. We got Stormwatch number 26. This was me finishing the new 52 Stormwatch, and I enjoyed it. The team is going from world to world, seeing the destruction of the collective. The collective's path is leading them to Earth, and Stormwatch is trying to stop them. The collective destroys worlds by letting them become stagnant. For example, one world died because they failed to give inoculations to prevent disease. Very important thing, like in society, like people preventing to and give shots to their children to prevent stuff. I am a proponent of getting shots. I got the polio shot arm on my arm. I got shots. I get the flu shot now. I've noticed an improvement with the flu with me, because usually the flu would knock me on my ass almost guaranteed every year. And since I started getting the flu shot, I've been so much better. I don't know if it's coincidence, could be, but why would they spend all this fucking money in CDC stuff and pretty much provide flu shots almost for free if it wasn't a big deal? Why would they do that? Doesn't make sense, unless there's some kind of alien conspiracy. But that was that. This was a Jim Starlin story, I believe. Earth is becoming stagnant because the government leadership Starlet predicted the Trump administration stopping funding for scientific efforts in NASA. That's my own comment, okay? I threw that comment in there because at that time he was pretty much throwing the middle finger to science, which I'm a big proponent of. Science matters, and Trump don't give a fuck. He doesn't give a fuck about anything. He gives a fuck about his wallet, and that's about it. And everything is not his fault. Everything is everybody else's fault. Even his fans' fault. He'll even say, if you don't vote, they're gonna impeach me. But then we get under number one. Okay, this is a Titan comic. Came under my radar. It did. It was B film fucking fun. Okay, this is a reporter goes under to the sewer looking for cryptozoids to find large reptiles and spiders are killing people. The mayor is trying to hide it. The only thing I didn't like about this was the fonts, because what they do is, I guess European comics are bigger format. They just come bigger format. So when Titan gets it and puts it in a regular format, they kind of shrink it down and adjust it in, and it makes things a little smaller, and it gives these large borders on the top, and then you're like thinking, well, why are they wasting this space on the border? It's because of they're trying to get it formatted into the right format. But this comic book was good, and I didn't order number two. So guess what? Michael did. Guess what he did? He said, fuck this shit. I'm getting on mycomicshop.com and gonna order the second one. That's how much I like that one. We then get into some Titan love. We got these are so good. This series I gotta finish. I don't think I finished it. Why didn't I not finish this? 5 out of 5s from Titan Comics. We got The Girl Who Handcuffed Houdini, number 1 and 2. A Woodcock secretary gets hired by Arthur Conan Doyle to show Houdini is a fraud. He takes her to a séance he believes is the only way to find out if it is a scam. The lady does the séance in the nude. She's buck naked. She can't perform unless she's totally naked and rubbing her nipples. She is then hired by the wife of Houdini to see if she is cheating, if he is cheating. So Houdini's wife says, is my husband cheating on me? And uses herself as bait, and he is cheating. She becomes his assistant and starts learning his tricks. So this is the main character. Someone punches him in the ribs, and it may have affected his act. She is going to have to perform. And that's the main character. This back matter is phenomenal. This comic book is phenomenal. If you even thought about the words Houdini or magic or escape artist or like Mr. Miracle, you need to go to your store and get The Girl Who Handcuffed Houdini number 1 and 2. That's what you need to do. And while you're at it, you say, hey, do you got some more Hard Case Crime? You got some more Peep Land? Peep Land 2 through 5. This is amazing story. This I had to find this writer after I read this. This is a videotape is discovered in New York that shows a kid being murdered, a kid murdering a girl, essentially. The father and son are trying to find the tape and killing others in the process to so he can protect his son. A peep show girl and her boyfriend know this and are trying to get it published out there. They're trying to get this tape out there so people could see what's really happening. An African American kid is framed for the murder, but the mother manages to get him bailed out with friends' money. The boy is killed by a racist white guy. Her uncle and punk rock friend are killed, but the footage does not get to be released. It takes place in New York before the cleanup. This is the writer giving you back matter, okay? This is where it takes place. The author really did work in a peep show, so she uses her experiences to get this story told. Absolutely fan fucking tastic. Peep Land, The Girl Who Handcuffed Idini, Under Woman, Titan Comics, Hard Case Crime, even though Under is that new imprint, the Statix imprint. STATIXS, Statix, or whatever they call it. Am I gonna, did I already go through everything? Oh, I have another week to give you. We have February 19th, 2018 through February 25th, 2018. We'll start at the bottom for a total of 24 comics, again in that range. One Titan, six Marvel, 17 DC, and this was fun because I went on a retro roller coaster rolling through the Superman books. I was like, oh, I have this. I have this. I was looking in the closet upstairs where I don't have inventory, and I was finding stuff, and I was like, yes. And I didn't stop until the mood kind of ended. But we'll start with the 3 out of 5s. So we got Steel number 34. Steel gets a new start in New Jersey. Too bad the neighbors left before he left his grandma's house. They are building steelworks, and he is going into the healthcare business. He asks Superman if he can put the S on his chest. We then get into the 4 out of 5s. Superboy from the same time frame. And why are you saying, why are you reading these Superboys? Why are you reading these Steels? Why are they the same time frame? Because, you know, during that time frame, guess what Michael John stopped doing? He stopped collecting Steel and Superboy and a few other Superman titles. Oh my God. I don't know what was happening. These were my college years. I was fucking out of my mind sometimes. But you know what? I completed these series. I went back and I said I got to have them. They are DC Comics. They happened after 1973. I must have them. I must have these comics in my mind. I must have them archived before the white dots consume my brain and I forget everything. Because that's going to happen, sadly. That's going to happen. And unfortunately, I'm not going to be on this planet as long as I'd like. I'd like to be on the planet so I can read every goddamn comic book there is and just cherish every moment that these pages give me. You know, they just pop. They have all these panels and you see movement and you see colors and you flip the page, you can flip it, you can smell it. I'm not gonna have that all my life and it makes me sad. I'm gonna be dead at some point, and somebody else will have to have these comics. I don't know how that's gonna happen, but hopefully it happens while I'm healthy and I can get rid of them and out of Barb's problem, and she can enjoy whatever cash we can get out of them and do what she wants. And she still can do what she wants. Because we've been fortunate in our lives, and she knows she can get what she wants anytime she wants, and she doesn't need permission from me to get it. And I've always had the same sort of thing. The only thing that I feel bad for her is I'm consuming so much damn space. I gotta think of something, and it might be a indoor storage unit where I can keep these guys safe and comfortable in a 70-degree climate in a dry, unhumid environment, and we'll see what happens. I just know that comics are a big part of me, and I think people will remember me for that. I think they'll remember me for comics. Because that is where my passion is. Even though I've worked my whole ass for other things, for a good life, you know, getting degrees that I needed, succeeding at work, working 10, 12-hour days, I do this to have fun because I've, you know, you gotta work hard, you gotta work hard to play hard, and my playtime is with the comics. And it's Being with my best friend, which is my wife, I was very fortunate. Oh my God, to meet my wife in high school and just have somebody that is just always there for you and supports you no matter what, when you're sick or whatever, just always there. Not everybody gets that. People get depressed because they don't have someone in their lives like that. But if you got that, you hold on. You don't let that go because it is a wonderful feeling. I mean, to have a companion that gets you. I wonder who's calling. Nobody of importance. It says out of area. But man, this is an episode of Weekly Reads just because of adrenaline. I don't have topics. They're just popping in my head. It's a stream of consciousness, and man, do I guess I just feel good to be alive today. I don't know how to say that, but sometimes you go through a rut where you're miserable because of some ailment that's making you feel sick or unhealthy, and then you get that health back somewhat, and even if it's not even 100%, you just get this adrenaline rush and you say, I'm fucking alive, man, and it's great to be alive. And you just start appreciating things more, because sometimes life just passes you by. And sometimes you just gotta stop and smell the roses and look at what you have and look at the people you have in your life and the things you have that you love and just cherish it, Grab it by the nuts and say, I am happy. That's a weird tangent to go. Okay, we got Superboy 35. 34 and 35. This is a love triangle between Superboy, Rocks, and Tana. Duplex gets his powers back. The guy from Project Cadmus. He had lost his powers. He got them back. Rocks's father leaves. That's the reporter's father, I believe. The next issue is the Agenda captures Superboy. And they make Match. And if you wonder what Match is, it's capital MATCH, Match. And Match is like a Superboy clone. So you have a clone of a clone. How about that? Superboy. We then jump into some Clone Saga. And I really did love this. Web of Spider-Man 122, 4 out of 5. Amazing Spider-Man 399. And Spider-Man 56. The Jackal messes with Peter and Ben, and you don't know who is real or who is a clone. He's just fucking with you, and you don't know what's going on. And that's why readers, I think, were like, "What the fuck? Why can't you make up your mind? Go one direction or the other." But you know what? You read this all, and it's like a punch in your gut. It's like, this is tricky shit, man. We got Kane watches this. He's like just watching this shit. And Gwen Stacy is brought back to life. Crazy Town! There is Jack and Guardian, two other clones of Peter as well. How about that? We got Spider-Man, Funeral for an Octopus, 2 and 3. Another 4 out of 5. Spidey has to put the Ock arms to stop the Sinister Four from stealing them from the government. Scarlet Spidey takes down a Mysterio robot. Kane almost kills Electro. Spidey loses control of the arms and they are destroyed. Hargrove finds out Mysterio set him up with the wheel, the Doc Ock wheel, and Scarlet Spider lets him get away. Good stuff. Stormwatch 27, Starlin coming back. We got an unholy alliance is formed with Extremax. The collective is going to the past to destroy Earth. Weatherman finds our Martian Manhunter is stealing information through a spy. We then get Justice League Unlimited 13 through 16. This is not Unlimited. This is United. What the fuck am I thinking, man? There's no one. There is a Justice League Unlimited, but I wasn't reading the cartoon. I gotta pick those up though. I always blew off the children's books. And that's something I need to complete in my goal is the Johnny DC and the Young Justice, and I gotta get on that. I gotta get it. I gotta read it all. Life is too short. Harley is just out there enjoying some sunshine. So, where were we? Justice League United 13 through 16, The War Bubble, starring the Creature Commandos. Look at this, okay? What did we have last week? We had Justice League United starring the freaking Legion of Superheroes. And then we got some Swamp Thing and Poison Ivy. How about that? And Demon. Now what do we get? We get the Creature Commandos, Sergeant Rock, Easy Company, Enemy Ace, OMAC, Steel, Batgirl, and Robot Man. What? Oh my God. The world is on fire. The fight is an endless battle with the Nazis until the bubble is destroyed. Justice League United is trapped in the House of Secrets. Adam Strange frees them, but sacrifices himself to the Zeta Beam. Alana learns that Sardoth is her father. I wonder why she learned that. She should know that. But fucking got Sergeant Rock. Easy Company. Enemy Ace. What the hell? Creature Commandos in Justice League United? Why are you not reading this book? You need to drop what you're doing. Stop listening to this podcast. You need to go find Justice League United, especially the second part before it finishes, and you need to track this down. I gotta see if this phone call means anything, 'cause I'm expecting an allergist to call me about my condition, but we'll see. So I'm gonna pause for a second because I need to blow my nose, all this excitement. And I'm back. I'm excited tomorrow too because I'm going to a Rockies game. I'm gonna see the Rockies are doing really good in their division right now. And they are going to play the Dodgers, who are also doing very good in the division, so it's a very important game. I haven't been to a Rockies game for, I think, 2 years. I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully, my health stays like it is today or yesterday, and I can enjoy the game without scratching. But we'll see. I'm looking forward to it. Not podcasting this weekend, so I'm recording a shit ton of podcasts, actually. On Friday, I had a rough week at work because of health, and I just ended on a good note, and I didn't want to start the next project, so I came home early. I just said I am going home early. I'm taking some time off. I was hard to work sick, and I was at a good stopping point, and I like to end work on a good note because my mind races at night if there's a problem in my head. So it was just a good stopping point to start the weekend, and then next week I gotta hit it hard. I gotta hit it real hard. But let's get back to topic. Man, I'm all over the fucking place. I should call this episode Adrenaline. Superman number 300. Okay. I own this. I own every Superman comic since 1973, Action and Superman, and I own a shit ton of them before then, but not consecutively. And this one I own the t-shirt for. I bought the t-shirt. I don't remember where I got it from, but I have a t-shirt with Superman 300. I like it a lot. This is an Elseworlds tale from Superman. What if Kal-El arrived in a rocket in 1976? Russia. And the US is in an arms race. We also get a villain in 2001 named Mocha the Savior. Not Moco, Mocha. How about that? So this was Red Sun, before there was a red sun. Superman 300, check it out. Go to your store, check the cover, and buy this. Yes. And then I went on more Superman run. We got Superman 303. Bought this one on the spinner rack back in the day. It's the first appearance of Thunder and Lightning. Also, another appearance of the villain Wurlicane. I am very interested in Clark's groupie, Terry Cross, and I talked about her in the last episode. I need to know more about her. I lost the rabbit hole. I need to find the rabbit hole again and know more about Terry Cross. We then get into Superman 265. Why are these numbers all over the place? They are over the place because I just read a bunch of them that I didn't read before. And they weren't in sequential order because I own pieces of them and I've already read those. And now I'm reading those other pieces. And you're like, why could you do that? Because I love comics and I know how to jump in and I know how to jump out. I know how to get into the 60s. I know how to get into the 50s, even though I wasn't there. I know how to get into the 40s mode. I could get into any comic mode that you want me to be in. I just have to be in the mood for it. And then I go, I adjust. I like, you know how those things in Battlestar Galactica go when you're launching a rocket, you go, and then the ship comes out, and then I go bump 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 bump, and you go, and you just see here the lights. Buck Rogers kind of used the same thing when the Buck Rogers thing came out. That's me going into comics. That's me in my Viper, just going into the world, into comics. Yes. So we got Superman 265, Superman and Perry White fight Calixto and his army of evil mutants by Elliot S. Megan, Kurt Swan, and Murphy Anderson. We then get into Superman 258. Superman battles the Galactic Golem by Len Wein, Kurt Swan, and in Private Lives of Clark Kent, he is bored and decides to spy on his neighbor without using his powers. How about that for a story? You're bored and you're like, who the fuck is my neighbor? I'm gonna follow him. Great stories, man. 4 out of 5 again. You got Black Canary. I almost want to just take these 4 out of 5s and move them into 5 out of 5s, talking about them again. We got Black Canary number 4. This is me finishing up my Black Canary missing issue. Why Black Canary number? Oh no. This is the new 52 Black Canary. Okay, I gotta switch because I remember in my head I read the other mini series Black Canary because I was missing a few issues. This is the new fifth. Actually, it's between New 52 and Rebirth, which was called DCU. They're pointing at you. They're DCYOU. DCU! That was Black Canary, number 4. The original singer of the band Black Canary that Black Canary took over for kidnaps the mute kid with powers and turns her over to Amanda Waller for exchange for powers. We then get into Fear, number 15 from Marvel Comics. This is called normally Adventures into Fear, but if you look at the insignia or whatever the little indice thing is, you see Fear number 15. That's the official title, but in the cover you see Adventures into Fear number 15, and this is some man thing action, and everybody loves a little man thing. You play a little bit with your man thing. This is the Nexus is controlling people to kill one another. The family has to find the tome, and it shows up the link with the family book and to Atlantis. So it sends a man thing to Atlantis. And when I talk about this family, is in Adventures into Fear, they introduce a family, and it consists of a young girl, a young boy, and a grandfather, and they are a big part of the supporting cast of Man-Thing, because Man-Thing doesn't talk. So a lot of the stories are told through these characters and their experiences and what they see with Man-Thing. And this deals with the Nexus. Good comic, good art. You should check it out. Man-Thing. Steve Gerber, the man. I'm not sure if this was Gerber. He did a lot of Man-Thing. I think it's Gerber. I'd have to look it up. You got steal number 33. This is Peter J. Tomasi, Jim Aparo, and Dick Giordano. Okay, took me a while to get that word out. Bring us the aftermath of losing Grandma Bess to Dr. Polaris. And Natasha is on the drug tar. You remember how that messed up people tar? Also, this issue is dedicated to Peter Tomasi's grandmother. Very sentimental issue, very good issue. Check out this, even if you want to just read a one shot of Steel. Check out Steel number 33 by Peter Tomasi, Jim Aparo, and Dick Giordano. You will not regret it. Look at those names. You got Jim Aparo drawing a comic book in the 90s. Gotta get on it. Superman 264. I just read the first appearance of Steve Lombard, and it was pretty awesome. He has bee's knees and is up for the Super Bowl. He saves a baby that is falling from a building and blows out his knees. A strange scientist gives him energy powers where he can control the Phantom Quarterback. He is defeated by Superman and tells the truth of how he won the game. When he won the game as this, he kind of like told the truth to say, you know, maybe I shouldn't be have played with these powers. And he's hired by Morgan Edge because he's like, hey, this guy tells the truth. And he's a good person. The Fabulous World of Krypton backup story about slaves that are getting married and defeat the slavers by using their headbands as slingshots because they fake a disease. A good backup story, a good Steve Lombard story. Check it out. Superman 264. Critical Steve Lombard story if you're a fan of his supporting cast. Must read. We then get into DC Comics Presents number one. This is the first issue. Two alien races are using Superman and the Flash to fight their age-old quarrel. At the end, Flash is beaten to a pulp by Reverse Flash. Watching this from the 20th century, the leader of Zelkots tries to convince Superman to continue forward into the future and ensure that the Zelkots exist. When Superman refuses, they point out that if the Zelkots cease to exist, the planet they briefly inhabited. I don't know what I meant by that, but I imagine that the planet would cease to exist if something happened to them. We got Superman number 30, volume 2. After Superman committed murder, he exiled himself to space with breathing apparatus. And this is when Superman killed those Kryptonian guys. And you know, people will say Superman never kills. Well, he did kill. And this was the aftermath, and this is the exile. Because of he committed murder, he put himself into space with the breathing apparatus and hyperspace technology. A storm on the planet damaged the equipment. In this issue, and Luthor wants to take over Star Labs at this point. So this is the Superman Exile story, and it was great. Check it out. There's a freaking hardcover that's about 700 pages called Superman Exile, and you should check it out. We then get into the 5 out of 5s. Under number 2, that B film goodness about reptiles in the sewer and bugs in the sewer, by Titan Comics. The group takes on large anachronoids and the mayor gets arrested. The relationship between the reporter and the sewer security guard gets stronger. Now it looks like there's a large snake down there. Under number 2, check it out from Statix Press and Titan Comics. 5 out of 5. So if we go over our 5 out of 5s for that week, we had Titan ruling a 2 week period with The Girl Who Handcuffed Houdini, Peepland, and Under. So there you go. And we had a lot of Superman love, a lot of crazy adrenaline by me, talking about Superman, getting excited about comics, and just feeling healthy again. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. I don't think there'll be a beginning to this one. I'm just going to title this one Adrenaline. But I hope that I got three episodes in the can, so this is good because I think I'm taking this weekend off, like I said. You won't notice time. This isn't like 24. This isn't like real time. But you can reach me at Mike Myers Brunch. Let me know what you think about comics, about life, about what your passion is, about questions that you want me to talk about what gets me excited. Let me know at Mike Myers Brunch on Twitter. That's the best way to get a hold of me. Or if you really want to take the time, it gets me excited to get emails at mike@comicbooknoise.com. You can send email there and I will answer you and I will talk about your email on the show. And you can reach me at the website at Geek Brunch Podcast, where you will have four wonderful podcasts from me, Mike M's Collector's Corner, Mike M's Weekly Reads, which is this show, Geek Brunch, and Geek Brunch Retrocast. All shows you can enjoy, all very fun. And you can also go to dcpodcast.com, where I have started a new podcast called the DC Spotlight, with Kyle. And me and Kyle go over a topic of the week. We've covered some JLA, we've covered some Superman, Man of Steel, we've covered some Hawkman and Plastic Man, and what we have next on tap is some New Age of Heroes, which is very important because it's the launch of a new characters. They might not exist 10 years from now, but it's an important part of DC history, just like the other characters that they created that went into oblivion. Like Loose Cannon and Statix and all those characters that were created from the alien bites in Bloodlines. Very important. Very important. History is very important. Comic history is very important. Just because something's not around doesn't mean it wasn't important. It was written for a reason. It was to put these characters on the map, and sideways might exist, damage may exist. Well, damage existed in a couple forms. You can't forget the old Damage. He had a pretty good run, and he was a Titan. So, yeah, you need. I think he was in the JSA too at one point. But now you got the Hulk version of the Damage, and yeah, we're not gonna be talking about that specific. We're gonna be talking about Terrifics. We'll be talking about the new Challengers. If you listen to this show, I'm a Challengers fan. I've always loved the Challengers. Every incarnation, I just sort of dig. I can't remember who the third one is. Terrifics, New Challengers, and Sideways. So those are the ones we'll be talking about. So check that out. And you guys have a wonderful day. Whatever you're doing, cherish it. Even if it's shitty work, you're alive. You're making a paycheck to live, which is a good thing. And you have people that love you. They're out there, even if you have to find them. There are people that love you. So always cherish that and enjoy your life. 'Cause, but you don't want to let it pass you by. You just don't. And read those comics, even if you don't have access to a lot of comics like me. Reread some of those comics that made you feel like you were 10. Just pop them out, read them, take a blast from the past. Use those comics to, I don't know, just. You're here for a reason. You listen to this show because of comics. Check them out. Cherish them. Trade them. If you have to do that, trade your comics like back in the day. You trade one to read one, if you can get people to do that. They're not collecting like me, but If you, I know friends on Twitter that send each other comic book bundles. If you can get in those chains, find those people, and just exchange stuff, you could read a lot of great comics. So I've been talking way too long. Geekbrunchpodcast.com, Facebook Geek Brunch Podcast. Click the like button. Follow the episode threads there. I hope you enjoyed this episode. This went almost an hour, so this is a complete episode with just weekly reads and me just having a lot of adrenaline and full of life today for some reason. Take it easy. Have a wonderful day or night. Peace out.